listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. The future of Robe is open for consultation, with council having released three new documents. Andrew Schell has the details.
The District Council of Robe has released a string of new plans for feedback as they look towards the future of the region. That draft strategic plan explores council's vision for the district's development in the next 4 years and includes more opportunities to provide feedback along with public forums. Meantime, they're also seeking feedback on their asset management plan, looking into things like the future of the Lake Butler Marina, while also hoping for growth with new opportunities at the airfield. More information can be found on Council's website, or you can contact their office.
More than $230,000 worth of fines were dished out last year after 588 drivers were pinged by the fixed speed camera on Sutton Avenue in Mount Gambier. That's according to the RAA, with that spot recording the fourth highest number of speeding fines in regional South Australia. In statewide news, Premier Peter Malinauskas has revealed his connection to one of the victims of Saturday's tragedy in Sydney. Ashley Good had recently moved to Adelaide with her partner Dan Flanagan, who attended Mercedes College at the same time as the Premier. Ashley and Dan's nine-month-old daughter was also stabbed in the incident and remains in hospital. Anybody needing support can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. And briefly, a Limestone Coast man has completed his reenactment of the old Cobb & Co. coach run. Rob Fairchild set out from Millell last Monday, finishing his journey safely in Panola on Thursday. In basketball, it was a near-perfect weekend for the Mount Gambier Pioneers, with the men and women playing a total of four games at Wollunda Rec Centre. The Pioneers women won against the Frankston Blues on Saturday and the Ballarat Miners on Sunday, while the men beat Frankston but lost to Ballarat.